Chapter 8. I hadn't given it too much thought, but of course, we were celebrities on Earth, the first vets home from the war. The Secretary General greeted us at Kennedy, and we had a week-long whirl of banquets, receptions, interviews, and all that. It was enjoyable enough, and profitable. I made a million Ks from Time Life Facts. But we really saw a little of Earth until after the novelty wore off and we were more or less allowed to go our own way. I picked up the Washington monorail at Grand Central Station and headed home. My mother had met me at Kennedy, suddenly and sadly old, and told me my father was dead. Flyer accident. I was going to stay with her until I could get a job. She was living in Columbia, a satellite of Washington. She had moved back into the city after the ration war, having moved out in 1980, and then failing services and rising crime had forced her out again. She was waiting for me at the monorail station. Beside her stood a blonde giant in a heavy black vinyl uniform, with a big gunpowder pistol on his hip and spiked brass knuckles on his right hand.
"William, this is Carl, my bodyguard, and very dear friend."
Carl slipped off the knuckles long enough to shake hands with surprising gentleness.
"Pleased to meet you, Mr. Mandela."
We got into a ground car that had Jefferson written on it in bright orange letters. I thought that was an odd thing to name a car, but then found out that it was the name of the high-rise Mother and Carl lived in. The ground car was one of several that belonged to the community, and she paid 100K per kilometer for the use of it. I had to admit that Columbia was rather pretty. Formal gardens and lots of trees and grass. Even the high-rises, roughly conical jumbles of granite with trees growing out at odd places, looked more like mountains than buildings. We drove into the base of one of these mountains, down a well-lit corridor, to where a number of other cars were parked. Carl carried my solitary bag to the elevator and set it down.
"Ms. Mandela, if is all right with you, I gots to go pick up Ms. Freeman in like 5. She over West Branch."
"Sure, Carl. William can take care of me. He's a soldier, you know."
That's right. I remember learning 8 silent ways to kill a man. Maybe if things got really tight, I could get a job like Carl's.